From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. More than 100 countries on Monday launched the first UN talks aimed at achieving a legally binding ban on nuclear weapons, as Washington led an international boycott of a process it deems unrealistic. Kim Won-soo is the Undersecretary General and High Representative for Disarmament Affairs.
History has proven that progress on disarmament can only be made when we can pursue inclusive dialogue, respect our differences, and listen to each other in a spirit of compromise and flexibility.
The push for the ban was announced in October by 123 UN members who say the threat of atomic disaster is growing thanks to tensions fanned by North Korea's nuclear weapons program and an unpredictable new administration in Washington. The U.S. military is investigating allegations that airstrikes from a U.S.-led coalition killed as many as 100 civilians in Iraq's northern city of Mosul early this month. The Pentagon said an initial review showed coalition warplanes conducted strikes on March 17th at the location corresponding to allegations of civilian casualties in western Mosul's old city. And U.S. President Donald Trump is putting his son-in-law in charge of an effort to make the federal government run more like an efficient business. Jared Kushner, a second-generation real estate investor who was married to Trump's daughter, is to lead the new White House Office of American Innovation. Kushner was also in the spotlight Monday after agreeing to be questioned as part of a Senate investigation into Russia's alleged interference in the 2016 presidential election. The Senate committee wants to know more about Kushner's two December meetings with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes said Monday he had no intention of recusing himself from the committee's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Nunes was responding to reporters after the ranking Democrat on the committee, Representative Adam Schiff, call for Nunes to step down.
I think that there's a sufficient question that has been raised in the public as to whether the chair can continue to oversee the Russia investigation or anything involving the transition team, that we would benefit from having someone else lead that investigation. Much as the Attorney General recused himself from overseeing the Russia investigation, I think the same standard should be applied here, and it would be worthwhile for the chair to recuse himself.
Nunes has come under scrutiny since revealing he met a source on White House grounds before making his disclosure last week that President Donald Trump was caught in incidental surveillance. Previously, Nunes would not say where he met his source and has still not revealed the identity. Sean Spicer is the White House spokesman.
I'm not going to get into who he met with or why he met with them. I think that's something that he has been very, very clear, and I'll let him answer. This is he is the one who has discussed what he is reviewing, and so I will leave it up to him and not try to get in the middle of that.
When asked if the meeting creates a perception problem between Nunes and the White House, Spicer said Nunes was doing his job to investigate allegations of surveillance and was being upfront with reporters about his activities. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has threatened repeatedly to end his country's refugee deal with the European Union as relations continue to diminish. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Ending the refugee deal with the European Union has become a threat regularly made by Turkish President Erdogan and repeated by his ministers. Since last year's deal, the flood of refugees and migrants entering Greece and Bulgaria from Turkey has fallen to a trickle. Under the readmission agreement, Ankara accepts back migrants and refugees who've entered EU countries illegally from Turkish territory in exchange for Europe accepting vetted refugees from Turkey, along with billions of dollars of EU aid. Analysts suggest self-interest may be the most important factor in the agreement's survival. Although the European Union has failed to deliver on visa-free travel to Europe for Turks, a key part of the bargain for Ankara. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Yemen officials say jihadists waged a deadly attack on a government building in the southern part of the country Monday, killing 10 people. Suicide bomber ran an explosive-laden car into the entrance of the local government headquarters in Houta. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.